Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. I'm Chad Graham. We're live right here in the operations area where, back behind me, a lot of work being done to come up with the forecast for our tropical storm Dorian. Latest information, 70-mile-an-hour winds. And with the brand-new forecast, still looking pretty strong. I want to show you something on satellite real quick, just some latest trends. And if you look at this loop, Dennis, it's kind of tough to tell, but it's very interesting in the last couple frames. If you look right in here, you can see some of that convection starting to increase right around where we think the center is. So an indication that, really starting to get maybe a little bit stronger with time. So we're really going to watch that real close. And actually, the latest information we do have, the track that we're keeping an eye on, and you can see it's still a compact storm, but even so, the tropical storm force winds extend, they could get out there 50, 60 miles away from the center, so there still could be a lot of impacts away from the center. So we're talking rain, we're talking the wind, we're talking the potential for flash flooding. I do want to real quick go to the radar because I really see what's going on. Look at the amount of rain. You can see so much rain, some of that very heavy over we got the U.S. Virgin Islands, we got Puerto Rico that could be impacted by the center and all this rain. So we really got to keep an eye on this as we move across these islands, because some of those impacts could be significant. Let's actually go back to that track, because I think it's important to not only look just what's happening here. So we need to watch as we go across and have those impacts to Puerto Rico. But look what happens with time. I'm actually going to move this up like this. So we mentioned it this morning on how the impact could be further along when we start looking at the forecast. The intensity, each different update that we have seems to be getting a little stronger. And what's happening is you had less influence in some of the terrain. Big impacts, we're still going to have the rain and the flash flooding. But with time, as we go further in time, there wasn't a lot of influence of the terrain on the hurricane. So look at all this warm water, and we're looking at the models, and we're not seeing a whole lot of shear associated with the atmosphere. So we're thinking, continue to strengthen with time, and the new forecast that we have has potential for a major hurricane on the southeast coast throughout Florida as well. Subject to stress here, one of it is looking at the timing, that's 8 a.m. Monday, but the impacts come a lot earlier than that. So you've got to realize some of these impacts in terms of rain and the winds, and also some of the storm surge could come earlier than the landfall. The other thing to stress here that I think is really important at this stage, that's a ways out in the forecast. So, there could be some uncertainty. There could be some uncertainty exactly where this is going to go. So let's talk about what the cone is. The cone really signifies where that center could be two-thirds of the time. So when you look at this, it could be anywhere in there. So you're talking anywhere from maybe the South Carolina coast, Georgia coast, all the way the entire coast of Florida. So anybody in that area could see some impacts from this hurricane with time. That's why we really got to pay attention to the latest information. I think that's real important. As we go through timing for Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands and British Virgin Islands, things are happening now. You can see the radar. And during the day today, in the afternoon, you're going to see those tropical storm force winds. You're going to see the rain stretch across Puerto Rico. And I'll show you some of the rainfall forecasts coming up here shortly. But then with time, we're going to keep on going out into near the Bahamas. We're going to eventually get to the southeast coast. So timing for the Bahamas, you start looking at Friday morning, the onset of some of those tropical storm force winds. And then even getting further towards the coast for the southeast coast. Need to look at that. The arrival of some of those tropical storm force winds could come as early as Saturday night. So what does that mean? That means you look at those times. The arrival of tropical storm force winds really means that's when you need to have things wrapped up, because it's too dangerous to be outside. So you need to be prepared by then. Get your plans together. Some uncertainty in the forecast, but regardless, anybody in here can see those impacts. Anywhere that landfall could be is not the most important thing. It really is seeing some of those impacts with time. So more immediate.